And I would just like to mention two of my staff who have been saved me a lot of work and making sure that things were happening at the times they should have happened, and we had some anxious moments along the way, Ms. Tails and Ian Hall-Lacey. I'd like to thank all those people I've just mentioned. Thank you all for coming, and now I'd ask the Secretary for Finance of the Philippines and Chairman of our Congress, Minister Jaime, to say a few words. Thank you.
Your Excellency, the Governor General of Australia, and Lady Stephen, Mr. Ralph, Mr. Council, fellow participants, I must apologize that I have to beg leave much earlier than the end of the conference this afternoon, but there are no direct flights from Melbourne or Sydney to Manila starting this afternoon up to Monday, so I have to catch my flight to get to Singapore tonight and get my flight to Manila tomorrow. But I think what this suggests is we should have more flights between Australia and Manila, Philippines. And we have here Mr. Dante Santos. Maybe one flight from Philippine Airlines and one more flight from Qantas, that should even it up, Mr. Santos. But I would like to thank Mr. Ralph and his group for the excellent way in which the whole conference has been managed and put together. I can sincerely say that the success of this year's conference here has been largely due to the efforts of the Australian Organizing Committee. And the quality of the attendance, I think, speaks for itself. And I think the issues that were taken up and the depth in which the questions were handled, I think, has all added up to a much broader understanding on our part of the whole question of human development and business in Asia. So I'd like to thank you, sir, for that. I'm also happy to announce that the Thai delegation has offered to host the 5th Congress in Thailand in 1960. And in keeping with the times, the head of the delegation, Sasima, yes, is a lady. This is part of the trend in the world now. The ladies are taking over and doing it very efficiently and effectively. Yeah. So we wish to thank you, Sasima, for having accepted to host the 1990 conference in Bangkok. And the council will meet there in November this year to start the preparation for the 1990 Conference of Asia Business for Human Development. Now, we hope by then that the results of the proceedings would have been placed to put together and published. And Mr. Barry Council is smiling. I think he's saying yes. And we will then mail out the published proceedings to all the participants by then. It will also become the basis for the planning and programming for the 1990, so that then there can be follow-up meetings in the different countries. So again, I would like to apologize, but please, I wish you all a happy trip home, those who have come from other countries. We appreciate very much your generosity in giving time to this meeting. So thank you very much, and to the His Excellency the Governor General, thank you for joining us.
ladies and gentlemen. Well, we come to the final plenary session, and it will be under the chairmanship of Secretary Jose Concepcion. Two or three points that I think we need to make a note of. Again, though, anybody wanting to go to Expo, don't hesitate to let us know today. We can still do something for you, even if you arrive there on Monday. Apart from that, the session this afternoon includes all the reports of the chairman, and then we'll open for those points for discussion. I think we've got to decide whether we'll do them one by one or all together. Would you feel one by one? Or what's the feeling? Discussion on the chairman's reports. One by one is the suggestion. So we will also suggest they come to the rostrum to deliver their the results of their deliberations from here. So, do you think it'll be a time problem?
No, I think at the end of everything.
At the end of everything? Yes, I think that's a good suggestion, at the end of everything. So perhaps I'll hand back to Mr. Chairman, and he'll call the chairman or chairpersons one by one.
We have about an hour and a half if we can discipline ourselves and still catch the football. So may I call on Choti, the Senior Vice President of Bangkok Bank, to give us a report of his workshop.
He's still writing it.
How about Philip Wang? Can we limit your reports to 5 or 7 minutes?
Mr. Chairman, distinguished delegates, ladies and gentlemen, I am the chairman of the second group of the World Workshop. We are very lucky we finished these reports before the lunch. So in this workshops, we have Dr. Afnan Donde as our discussant and Mr. Brown, our reporters. So before I make this report of these our conclusions, I would like to express my personal thanks to Dr. Donde and Mr. Brown. With their help, I'm successfully prepared the conclusion. And also, I would like also thanks to all the participants in the workshop. We have 14 gentlemen and ladies joined together with us. And we also have a special guest, Mrs. Neva, to help us to make this discussion. So the second workshop is the business and the small, medium-sized industry. The purpose of this workshop is to discuss how more developed the business can accelerate and upgrade the small business, especially in the rural areas. Beyond this subject, we also discuss the human development aspects in the job training and employment and the improvement of this standard of living by the means of the development of the small business. So at the first, the chairman, we mentioned some major points. First one is every country needs both large and small businesses for proper economic development. Governments should recognize the importance of medium and small businesses. Governments should create a favorable development environment for small and medium businesses and promote the cooperation between large entrepreneurs and small businesses. A central and satellite factory system is the best example for promote cooperation between large enterprises and small businesses. Then Dr. Dodo, all discussions there, he also pointed out his point. He said that to define the small and medium businesses in the context of individual countries, he's emphasized that in the different countries must get a different definition of the small businesses to meet with their purpose. The second one is that to develop the appropriate technology for the rural aspects, the most importance is how the technology to fit the needs of the individual farmers, craftsmen, and small businessmen. And also the government, from governments, they must make more incentives to create the favorable climate for the entrepreneurs. Then after these discussions, we reached conclusions. The first one is for the rural areas, the governments must give favorable incentives to small and medium businesses, including the tax holidays, tax concessions, and the simpler collection procedures. The second one is the establishing a guarantee system to facilitate small business to get this loan and the working capital. The third one is to help small business to organize the cooperatives for supplies, production, and marketing. Fourth, is the government must be to provide the marketing information and a quota system to protect the small business in some special cases. Five, reserve certain industries for the development of small business. That means we have to reserve some special products special for the small business. That means give some limitations and restrictions to the big industries to avoid the unfair competition. The government to provide advisory and consultant services and management skills, technical aspects, employee trainings, and financial assistance, and financial manager skills. The seventh is support services must be given to businesses in trouble. Then for the large industries, we are most emphasis on the social responsibilities. That means that the larger industries must pay some social responsibilities. They are, the larger businesses should provide the technical assistance to small business. And must be established the long-term purchasing contract with the small businesses. And the large industries must be giving financial support at small business need in supplies and the components and the raw materials and so forth. So those are for these rural areas. For the industrialized countries, because the situation is different with the rural areas, so they must be emphasized on the equal development for big industries and the small industries. So our conclusion is the government has to encourage the cooperation between large enterprises and medium and small businesses. The central and satellite factory system in Taiwan is a good example for discussion. Thank you.
Can we call on Chot of Bangkok Bank to give us the report on business and agricultural development?
Mr. Chairman, firstly, can I apologize for being a bit late? We have very lively discussion on the topic of business and agricultural development. In fact, our rapporteur, Ian Macro, who is from the Wheat Board, was very kindly forego his lunch to write up and summarize our discussion. The discussion was Charlo Manora, and we also have a lot of people joining the workshop. I'd also like to thank Brian Council for spending a few minutes with the workshop. The following points were raised. Assistance can be provided to both big business and small farms in agriculture. Assistance can be provided by both business in agricultural developments in three areas. One is education in the form of technical advisor, seminars, and demonstration farms. Secondly, is finance. Banks should be more liberal, have a more reasonable rate of interest, and they can also do this either by rural bank, development syndicates, and perhaps by working closely with agricultural companies. Thirdly, marketing. The present marketing system may not be as favorable to the farmers, and that significant gain could be achieved by better marketing system. We also know that it may be, it would be a good idea to have some price stability. The second point is that it's the failure of government to provide effective extension service to agriculture needs. An assistant can be provided to this service by big agribusiness companies, and perhaps also by the financial institution. The following points were agreed by the workshop. Business can help agriculture by going into development of agribusiness in the plantation directly or through subcontracting of the small farms. Business has the capital, the management, and the capability to make agribusiness successful. Secondly, there's a need to design and develop a financial planning and budgetary program, and to provide knowledge of marketing and or marketing system for small and medium-sized farms. Thirdly, business should consider if it can assist government in improving extension services. Fourthly, business should not lose sight of the potential for agricultural productivity gains to produce services and creating rural unemployment. Given a free market, there's a big potential for agricultural products to increase rapidly. So the resultant population, so the rural unemployment will result in a drift of population to the urban area. But this should be regarded as a natural phenomena rather as something that is undesirable. So job had to be created, housing and other services had to be catered for in the urban area in order to cater for this drift of people from the rural sector to the urban sector. Fifthly, business should not be shy in publishing its involvement in development of agriculture in the poorer areas and in assisting them to manage their economic and social development, as this would dispel the selfish image of big business and provide incentive for others to do the same. Six, it was recognized that the economic development of agriculture in poorer countries is being retarded by the subsidized export price strategies of the United States and the EEC, which caused low world agricultural commodity prices. Let me summarize what we have said in one short statement. The basic problem of agriculture in Asia is rural poverty, which could be helped by providing welfare to poor farmers, extension services, either by business supplementing government efforts or by assisting government extension services. We recognize that in the long term, development of new town where manufacturing and services could be more profitably undertaken is the solution for better standard living for the poor. We also recognize the need for improvement of education and the need to encourage business to be more directly involved in agro-business where attractive returns could be available. Thank you.
Thank you very much. May I call on Roger Salazar, President of Paper Industry Corporation of the Philippines, to report on workshop on business, technology, and ecology.
Thank you. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. There were 9 of us on this workshop, 8 gentlemen and a lady, and we spent a good part of the 2 hours allotted to us discussing. We had a very lively discussion and an excellent exchange of notes. We did not quarrel, however, so we were able to reach a consensus on many subjects and many items. And I must commend our rapporteur, Jeff Mother, who was able to summarize our collective thoughts together in the last 15 minutes of the time. We discussed the subject of business, technology, and ecology, and focused particularly on ecology or environmental protection. Among the points we have agreed on are the statements put together in this short list. Technology can be transferred or developed in the country itself. In most cases, a basic requirement is to improve the level of education to either accept the transfer or develop the technology internally. The process is a dynamic one. Technical education is improved by the transfer of technology. Education itself goes on to further develop and grow from the learning process. Technology must be appropriate to the developing country. There is a trade-off between job loss and job creation. Initial job losses must be covered by substitutes, by growing, by village development, and other effective means. Technology developed should be in a step. Technology should be developed in a stepwise process. And we talked about an example of use going through the hand tool and the machine tool step before progressing on to the higher levels of technology. And then we went on to discuss improved technology transfer into the higher levels of machine and higher levels of technology through the use of automation and machinery. and continue to say that the technology must be appropriate and conforms to acceptable standards of safety, ecology, and efficiency. We looked at the sale of outmoded and obsolete technology as a danger and should not be tolerated. And we looked at successful transfer of technology as requiring very efficient or very competent training on an affordable level. A further discussion on the trade-off between labor-intensive against capital-intensive technology was discussed. We looked, for example, at the computer development as a very good example in which the education into computer literacy having been very much enhanced by the availability of home computers and personal computers. Then we moved on to the subject of ecology and looked at the protection of the environment as having in the past not been given sufficient priority in developing countries.